I'm bloody furious with him. I can't speak too loud because he's sitting across the aisle.
Right.
I've a good mind to nick him once we've landed.
Would it help the investigation?
No, but it'd make me feel a lot bloody better.
So Pat Glashan confessed to him?
Pat Glashan confessed to him. Well, no, not confessed to him. Made his confession.
Right.
Then he tops himself, or so it would appear. Now, this priest says he can't tell me what he said.
Well, that is correct, Mum. It's the seal of the confessional. It's privileged information.
I'll give him privilege. This is a live inquiry. There's someone out there threatening to kill people who's already killed one person, and this Burke's telling me he can't pass on information which might help us catch him.
I can actually hear you, by the way.
Madam, could you switch off your mobile phone, please? We're about to take off.
Yeah, OK. Oh, right, we're taking off. I'll see you.
Right, have a good flight.
Inspector? Are you okay?
Furious. Bloody furious.
Welcome back, Mum.
Right, where have we got to?
Well, this is interesting. We pulled out some stuff about Patrick Glashan from PNC, DOB 25943. 1980, Nottingham. Caution for gross indecency. 1981, Manchester, importuning in a public toilet, £75 fine. It's quite a lot like that, and nothing later than 1985.
Is that it? Cottaging?
Looks like it. It matches the dates he was moved between parishes, more or less.
Well, that's a bit of an anticlimax.
I know, that's what he said when he was arrested.
So they moved him because he was behaving promiscuously?
Quiet, everyone! Can I have your attention, please? They found another body. Thames Estuary, sounds like our man. Same signature mutilations.
How is that possible? I thought we had them all under observation.
We have. It can't be our bloke.
It's the same MO, apparently.
Check. Phone round.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Dave, it's John. Is everything okay there? Well, when did you last have eyes on your man?
Where is it, Simon?
Well, can you all Hallows.
Knock on his door?
Where the bloody hell's that?
Thanks. North Kent.
I'm not going in there. I'll ruin my shoes. You go.
Why should I go? What about my shoes?
You're a man. Your shoes don't matter.
You being serious? These are Church's triple sole. £380 a pair.
How much?
Hang on. Mullen. Right. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Liam. Right. That's all of them accounted for except for Terence Arnold. They saw his light go out last night around 11. No sign of him this morning.
Have they been in to check?
They kicked the back door in. No one home.
Okay, Christ. Well, this has got to be him then, hasn't it?
Looks like it.
What a cock-up. I can't believe it. Right under our bloody noses.
D.I. Flood?
Yes.
Hello. D.I. Hooper, Kent CID. Not joining us on the mudflats, then?
Well, if it's all the same to you, we didn't bring our wellies. What can you tell us?
Well, it's the body of a white female, late 30s, early 40s, I guess.
Hang on, a woman? Are you sure?
Quite sure, yeah. They'll bring her in as soon as the photographer's finished.
Have we seen Rosina Ferolini this morning?
Yeah. It can't be her.
Well, if it isn't her, then who the hell is it?
Vanda Dunkowska.
So you do know the name?
Oh, yes. Merde.
Was she a parishioner too?
Yes. She was a Polish lady. A very nice lady.
But she wasn't on the list.
She was, but I forgot. God forgive me. I knew it. I said it at the time, didn't I? I told you I wasn't sure I'd remembered all of the names.
Did she have any family?
She has a son, yes. There is something wrong with him. I think he's in some kind of a home.
Manu, you must see now whatever Pat Glashan said to you in that confession. It could be relevant to our investigation. It could help to save another life.
No. Look, I cannot do it, okay? If I break the seal of the confessional, if I pass on information that was given to me in confidence, then no one will come to confess. No one, ever. The spell is broken. All the good we can do will be lost because no one will trust us anymore.
No one trusts you anyway, in case you hadn't noticed.
Well, okay.
Nicely done, boss. You got the moves.
I think we should tug him.
Really?
Who is the only person to have actually laid eyes on this dead list?
Manu.
Right. We have no physical evidence that it ever actually existed. Just his word for it.
True.
Secondly, Who was the last person to see Pat Glashan alive?
Again, Manu.
No one saw Pat between the time he made his confession to Manu and the time he was found dead, right?
So is Manu a suspect?
I think he's got to be.
You see things very clearly, which are not true. You spend all day listening to lies, sifting the chaff from the grain. Some coppers say you develop a sixth sense, you can sniff out a porky. But I think that's not the case. What happens is you get lost.
Do you understand why you're here, Father? Father.
It's my fault.
What do you mean by that?
Vanda Domkowska. Her name was on the list. I forgot it. So you did not protect her.
Yes, but that's not why you're here.
She has a son. He's very disabled. He relies on her.
Well, I'm sure that he will be looked after.
Nothing replaces the love of a parent. Once that is gone, nothing in the world can replace it.
Manu, you told me that you had made inquiries about Father Pat's past. You'd found out that he'd been moved between parishes. Do you know why he was moved?
No.
Would it surprise you to learn that he was arrested for importuning men in public places, toilets, in other words?
Yes.
Did you know that he was gay?
I didn't know what he was.
What's your feeling about gay people, Father?
The Catholic Church could not survive without them. In ministry, in the laity.
And what about Father Pat? How did you get on with him personally?
I loved him.
You okay?
Yes.
Do you want to stop?
No. There is something I have to tell you.
Okay.
They confessed to me.
Who did?
Terence Arnold, Henk Dateman, Rosina Frellini, and Nguyen Van Thiem, Baptiste Mapundi. They came to me and they made their confessions.
Right. Vanda Domkowska?
Yes, her as well.
Manu, you have to tell me. What did they confess to?
You know I cannot. I have told you everything I can tell you. They confessed.
Manu.
And I received something in the post this morning, which disturbs me. It is a memorial card, but you can see it's for me. I mean, my name, my picture. And the date of death is...
today.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's another joke, of course, but it disturbs me.
Stay here. John, can you get an evidence bag? Father Manu's received one of those memorial cards.
Blimey.
Get it looked at, please.
Right. Terence Arnold's waiting in too.
Okay. Oh, I'll have a quick word. Make some tea for Manu, will you? Tell him I won't be long.
Right. So, what? Am I a suspect now?
It's a perfectly straightforward question, Mr. Arnold. Where were you last night if you weren't at home? You were supposed to be under police protection.
I went for a walk, okay? I'd been inside the flat for the last 2 days. I fancied a breath of fresh air.
At midnight?
Yes.
You didn't have to creep out, did you?
I didn't creep out.
You could have informed our officer. He would have gone with you. Instead, you switched off your bedroom light as if you'd gone to sleep and crept out the back way.
If I'm not a suspect, why are you talking to me like this?
Because it's odd behaviour.
I just wanted some space, all right? Is that so difficult to understand? I'm used to being independent, not asking people for permission to go for a bloody stroll.
At midnight.
Whatever.
And where did you go exactly?
I didn't go anywhere. I went for a walk.
Where did you walk to?
Right. Okay. Let's see. I went up Fortress Road to the tube station. Then I hung a right down the main drag.
Past the bull?
Yeah.
So you'd be on their security cameras if we checked, would you?
I don't know. I guess I would, yeah.
You would?
Wait. No. Actually... now I think about it, I didn't get as far as the bull. I turned off before then. Down one of those residential...
Where did you go then?
I told you. Nowhere. I was just walking.
Until 8:15 in the morning?
Yes.
But why would anyone spend the entire night walking the streets of North London?
Well, they might if they couldn't sleep.
You couldn't sleep?
I sometimes suffer from insomnia.
Well, I know what that's like. You been to the doctor about it?
They'd only give me drugs. I don't take drugs.
Not even for a headache?
That's right.
So what stops you sleeping?
Huh?
What plays on your mind and stops you sleeping?
Just, I don't know, work, you know.
Sorry, Mum. Kent Police are on the phone. They've got a time of death.
Excuse me, will you?
Am I under arrest?
No.
Right. Well, in that case, I'm going home.
Just 5 minutes, Mr. Arnold.
No. I'm self-employed. I'm not like you, getting paid whether the work gets done or not. If it doesn't get done, I don't get paid. So, you know where to find me.
Hello, Flood.
Hi, it's D.I. Hooper from Kent CID.
Hi.
Just to let you know what our path lab's saying, I'll send you the file, but the headline is she was in the water for anything up to 72 hours. OK.
As long as that?
They're calculating point of entry, but it could have been quite a way upstream, as far up as the city.
OK, thanks for that.
You're welcome. We'll be in touch. I'll send you the file.
Right, bye.
Well?
She could have been dead before I went to Ireland.
You still think Manu could have been involved?
No. That seems more ridiculous the more I think about it. Did you get that evidence bag down to forensics?
Yes, Mum. Which reminds me. Guess what they found in van der Damkowska's flat?
Another memorial card?
Yeah. Doing a house to house.
Where does she live?
Darby Street. It's a right turn off Fortress Road, just before the ball. Yeah.
Mm. That's interesting. Terence Arnold walked down that street last night, sometime around midnight. Did Father Manu get his cup of tea?
Oh, no, I forgot. I'll ask him how he takes it. Mum? He's gone.
This is Father Manuel. Please leave a message after the tone.
Manu, it's Inspector Flood here. Could you call me on this number, please? Thanks.
St. Saviour's.
Hello, Eileen. It's Detective Inspector Flood here.
Oh, hello, Inspector.
Listen, Eileen, I'm in a bit of a hurry. I'm looking for Father Manu.
Well, the last time I saw him, he said he was going to see you.
Ah, OK. Well, if you see him, can you ask him to give me a call, please?
OK, Inspector, I'll do that.
Thanks. And listen, I'm so sorry about Father Pat.
I spoke to Dave. He says Terence Arnold got home about 10 minutes ago and went indoors.
OK.
He'll keep us updated.
Hang on. Hang about.
What's that?
Text from Manu.
There is evil in the world and it must be confronted.
From this moment, how can it feel? This